Dr. David Gerard says men who need prostate cancer surgery usually get a mixed message. They'll be cured, but the side effects may be devastating.
And one of the most dreaded complications that may occur in a small percentage of men are problems with erections or impotence. And it's really a focus of ours here to minimize the side effects associated with surgery. I think it's contingent on the field that we perform as minimally destructive operation as possible.
Gerard is the head of urologic oncology at the UW Comprehensive Cancer Center in Madison. Gerard and plastic surgeon Michael Bentz offer men a state-of-the-art procedure called sural nerve surgery. Dr. Gerard says the men most likely to be candidates are fairly young, in their 30s and 40s, with advanced cancers. Men like 43-year-old Jeff Taylor of Des Moines, Iowa, who thought he was too young to have prostate cancer until his father was undergoing prostate cancer treatments.
We were out running around, and he had to go see his urologist for his last appointment, and I went with him, and I was just there, and the urologist looked at me and asked me how old I was, and at the time I was 41, and he asked me if I'd ever had a PSA test, and I said no. Didn't think I needed one yet, and he said, well, he said, you know, your grandfather had this, and he died. He said, your father's had this. He said, I think there's a really, really good possibility you're going to get it.
Taylor had a PSA, or prostate-specific antigen test, soon after, and was diagnosed with cancer. Doctors warn his choices were limited if he didn't want to try sural nerve microsurgery.
They gave me the scenario. There's the scenario of being incontinent and the scenario of having erectile dysfunction. Neither one of them sounded very good to me, especially at 41. But the other aspect was, you know, surgery's the cure. And my outlook was, well, you know, I'll make do with the others. Let's get it taken care of.
Taylor opted for the sural nerve graft. Doctors removed the cancerous area, then reconnected nerves severed by the surgery. They used a nerve from Taylor's ankle, which would act as a bridge between nerves on either side of where the prostate gland had been. 2 years after the surgery, Jeff Taylor says he has normal function, and the only noticeable side effect has been around his ankle.
It's kind of like hitting your funny bone. There'll be a little kind of a shock that goes up your leg. But in general, I don't even really notice it.
The technique is still fairly new in the U.S., but Dr. David Gerard says the majority of patients have had partial or complete success.
I would say, on whole, most men have been very pleased with the outcomes. The numbness on the ankle is typically not a problem with the vast majority of patients. And again, it gives them the opportunity to return to full function without necessarily having to take any other medications.
About 220,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year, making it the most common cancer in men. The mortality rate, however, has dropped in the last 3 years, due in part to widespread screening and new treatments. Mel Ballara, Wisconsin Public Radio.